Welcome back to our first episode of Los Hermanitos Junior Year. Adam is here, back again.
Yep, here I am, back again.
Yep. How do you feel about this, Adam? How do you feel about the school year starting up again? We're just
honestly
getting used to this.
I'm mostly glad I'm back here. Maybe I'm out of the classes. But I'm mostly glad to be back here.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole bunch of new faces.
Yeah.
You know, there's old ones, new ones.
Yeah. There's some new. The old ones just left already.
Yep.
Seniors. Yeah.
Yep. We had a lot of seniors.
A little sad. But yeah, it's cool. These classes are cool. I like it. I like how we have in 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
6 and 7 is better.
You know, last time, you know, it was
early
morning.
Yeah, it was
tiring.
Every time I come, I'm like,
I didn't want to edit.
Neither, bro. Now I feel like I'm cool. I can do it.
I mean, now that the day's like, you are over here, like,
Like, you can chill, but then you have to work, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't mind doing that either. But yeah. So how was your little, you know, first complete week of school?
Honestly, it was interesting. It wasn't the worst. I've had a worser.
All right.
Some of my classes are a little boring. I could tell, like, if I just were, like, to talk more and meet people, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Just right now, I don't really know anybody, and taking it small right now.
Yeah.
There's a few classes where I know some people, like my algebra class.
Yeah.
I got Alex in there, his girl, a few others, Diego.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bit of them in there. And, you know, I got here again. You're back. Julio as well. You know, he's just getting into it.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. What about you, Emery? How's your first week of school?
It was good. Got to get used to my classes, met teachers, met new people. And it was easy and smooth first week of school. Nothing too hard, nothing too light.
Honestly, today wasn't too great.
But yeah,
I got sent to the core room. Well, no, not because I did anything bad.
But just because you came late. You came late, buddy.
I went to the
wrong
class.
You came late, buddy. That's right. Yeah. Wrong class. I did too.
I went to my fifth period, which was my English teacher. But I was supposed to be at my history.
I went to my fourth.
But you got a pass, though.
Luckily.
I didn't get one. And it was, you know, I just kind of just chilled in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Because, you know, after the town hall, I really did think that it was a whole, like, I forgot we're in third period. I thought we were going to fifth period.
No, we're not going to fourth, bro.
I know. It just started. And I was like, man.
I was confused, though, coming back from, like, I don't know why, second period. I was like, where do I go now? But I thought my mind was so used to going to Always Walker Career Center.
Dude, I know. Like, mine too. Like, it was weird because, like, even though I know my classes, I'd be forgetting them.
And then I walked in there, and I was like, I knocked the door, and I was like, I don't know nobody here besides the teacher. And she was like, did you switch classes? I was like, nah. And she was like, oh, then you came wrong. Like, you got fourth. And I was like, what period is this? She's like, third. I was like, bruh. That's when I was like, oh, okay. And that's when I went to the algebra. Now we had to leave again for town hall. I got there in time exactly when the bell rang, bro.
I don't know, I didn't get to mine. Dude, no, I was going up the stairs to history and the bell rings, so I will go to the door. And the teacher I had, he seems kind of strict, and he already closed the door, so I wasn't even going to try knocking.
Uh-huh.
I just asked the teacher that was nearby. I was like, hey, is the courtroom open? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right.
No, that's good. But yeah, it was cool, though. You like any of your classes? Like, you know, like it's fun. Too. Besides this, really.
Yeah, like I said, algebra.
Algebra.
I know a few people in there. I mean, I can't be talking too much in there. I don't want to annoy the teacher. Let's see what else. My first period, which is Lifetime Fitness.
Well, what is that? What is that about? What is that?
It's just the same thing as gym.
Oh, same thing as gym. Just
yeah, just you're just like the upper grade in there.
Upper grade. Bro thinks he's AP. Yeah.
Everybody else is there as freshman, though. Freshman or sophomore?
There's a lot of new freshmen here. A lot.
It's dude, I literally, time. Like, look around. I'm like, dude, I've never seen these faces before. Because normally, I could kind of remember
like,
some
who
people.
Was from last year and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's not this year.
This year, I was like, dude, no way everybody is a freshman.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of new people now. And
I mean, there's a few like sophomores. It's just as you get older, like the older people you knew are gone.
Yeah, it's going to be different. We're going to be the older ones.
Next year, we're going to
be the
older
ones. Then we
got
to take that PSAT because we're big kids.
Oh, man. I'm not too happy about that.
You're not?
Nope.
Why?
Because like for real though, I want to do good on it.
Okay.
Because normally, I'm not going to lie, I did kind of do, I just kind of, or whatever.
It. Yeah, because it was like the PSAT.
You know? Yeah, but like the actual ones, I feel like you actually got
to. Well, yeah, you have to try because it's the actual test and it's the SAT. This is like, what can I do to you? Like what? Like, can I take you like to college? Like something like that? Except,
maybe. It just, you get a good score and if you do, then I guess it looks better on you.
Yeah, I mean, at least as long as we do good or try.
Yeah.
And try to focus up in school.
I mean, they made it easier. Like the math ones, you actually use your calculator for all of them.
Oh, yeah, when they throw us in the town hall, yeah.
They have, like, at least 25 questions or 20 questions, but they give you, like, at least 32 minutes or 35. It's a bit easier.
It's a short time, though.
Yeah, compared to last time.
But now they even said the English one, too. They said they're going to have short passages, one question per each one. Remember? Short passages, one question.
I didn't like how they kept having, like, super long paragraphs just for one question. And then you literally had to read, like, four paragraphs just to answer one question.
And just to get the answer wrong.
Next question, it was a whole new passage you got to read. I'm like, bro. All right. It can't be, like, the same passage, but with, like, different questions. Yeah, that was annoying.
I just didn't like doing that one or the math one. I was like, I didn't understand the math.
Dude, it was a mixture of everything, bro. I know. I was like, bro, what is that? I've never seen this before.
Me neither, but I'm saying. But, I mean, it is what it is now. We got to take it later on eventually. But yeah, I just want to have a good junior year, finish off strong, have good grades, man.
Yeah, this year I'm going to actually, like, keep them up.
Can't be slacking. You know, like, it's going to be our good year, and, like, we have to. Whatever.
I
know,
these
make
two last
it,
years, I want to make it my best ones, because compared to the last 2 years,
it was bad.
I had maybe, well, last year I had, like, maybe a few Fs for a little while. It wasn't that great. But I ended off with, like, at least Cs. And this year, I'm just, since it's the beginning of the year, you know, it's the easiest time to get A's. Just turn in your work and you just get an easy A like that. And it'll stay like that if you continue doing your work.
Yeah.
Even if it slowly goes down, it'll at least go to a B. But the point is, I'm just trying to have at least better than Cs.
Yeah.
And I'm actually try because, you know.
Yeah, because it's good.
I'm being serious now.
Yeah. It's good to have, like, good grades, too, because it just helps you a lot. And it can give you, like, a good, like, I don't know, good recommendation, good whatever. I don't know. But, like, it can get you good things in life. Having good grades is just feeling good. To be honest, it feels good to have good grades. And not even worry about having work at home, stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
And you're pretty much, like, stress-free after that. You finish all your work.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I really want to do. Keep, like you said, keep up with the work. Complete everything you have right now, because once you slip up once, that's when you're going to start losing yourself again.
I know. As soon as you get lazy, then you can't really come back from that.
And you're like, I don't want to do that slime. I do
it. I tried it. Like, I'm like, bro, I'll just do all my work at once. Yeah. And literally, the time never comes. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I did last year. I did all my work because it was like the next few days where, like, everything was due.
Yeah.
And I was actually kind of, like, freaking out because I was like, damn, I took too long. I took way too long trying to
catch up on your work and stuff like that.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not like I had a whole bunch of work. It's just I was just kind of lazy.
Oh.
And, yeah, I mean, I spent all night. I think I fell asleep at one just doing pure homework. And, yeah, I did turn it all in. And it was like maybe I had a D. And then I did all the final projects. And then they got me up to Cs.
I mean, at least that helped you a bit.
Dude, the final projects were pretty easy.
Some of them were. Nah, really, all of them were. It's just like, you just had to know what to do.
All we had to do was, what, maybe a podcast or something? I forgot what we did.
We had to do like a whole list of things. I don't know about this one. This was not that easy for
geometry,
me.
I think all we had to do was make a picture and whatever.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, that was easy. I miss my geometry teacher. He was funny.
I don't. Mine gave
he went to a different school.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. He was a coach at a different school. His name was Mr. Smith.
Oh. He moved?
I didn't move.
Like, he moved schools.
He just went back to the other school.
Oh, dang.
I forgot what school it was, but yeah, I miss him. It was funny. And let's see what else.
What do you
U.S.
Like?
History, we had to make like a little like newspaper article. It was kind of easy.
And history, that's what we had to make the article, right?
Yeah.
That was easy. That was the easiest one I had. English, we had to do
I had a different one. Mine's, I had to talk about a book we read.
Yeah, I did too. Exactly. And then
the one I read, it was about some like mafia.
What mafia? Like what?
It was some boy and his dad was part of a mafia gang.
I don't know what it's called. But I remember. And then
we wrote
about like three different stories that were like, or like that were comparisons to each other. Something like that. I think that's what it was. After that, we just put them in our own paragraphs or like and have them as a final or something like that. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know if I'm right or not. I think I might be wrong. I'm not sure. But yeah.
I just remember I had to write like a paragraph two paragraphs.
Can you imagine the finals now? Job projects here.
I mean, okay. In my head, I just got to the point where, like, nothing's really hard. It just depends if you do it or not.
I ain't gonna do
Like, if you pay attention, you're fine. I've been paying attention to my classes. I've been getting what I had to do. Like, Algebra 2, it looked like I was like, dude, what am I supposed to do? But I pay attention, and now I understand it. Well, Algebra 2, I was always better at Algebra than Geometry.
Okay, Algebra was easy. But just, like, how was it?
Algebra 1, it was, like, super easy. Geometry, I wasn't too great at it. Algebra 2 ain't that bad.
What do you feel like the test is going to be like this year, like the jog project and stuff like that? What do you think it's going to be like?
You know, since this is for two periods, this is basically like we have six periods. So this period would be kind of easy. Lifetime Fitness, I don't know what they make us do.
They might make you do like some physical things.
History, like, I mean, I feel like that one might be the hardest one, maybe.
History is easy, bro.
No, I'm not saying it's hard. I'm just saying like it might not be the easiest.
That one's gonna be easiest for me. I like history for some reason.
Or at least maybe the most writing. Writing. Because most of the time when I did like drug projects, it was always by writing. It wasn't really typing.
Oh, have you got any homework yet? Like homework? Like a lot of homework? Or nah?
I get like homework every day.
No.
I kind of just finish it.
I finish it in class quick.
My algebra didn't get any homework today because half of the class was gone. Town hall.
That town hall was pretty cool. I liked it.
That was kind of boring for me.
No, I didn't like it. But it was just cool to like distract yourself from class for a bit. Like,
I guess. I was supposed to take notes.
I'm probably behind right now because of that. Because of algebra. He'd be giving me like work. I don't know if we're supposed to turn it in or not because he doesn't say anything. He just says like, hold on to your paper. Yeah. So I have to ask him tomorrow.
Yeah, but, I held on to my paper too. I mean, I was writing down some of it. Some people packed up the stuff. I was just doing whatever I can because I don't know if I was be able to do it later on.
Yeah. But then, you know, we got like an extended, like how we're like late homework now.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
That's low-key kind of fire now. But dude, I think like, I'm not going to turn it in 2 weeks, bro. I'm going to need a whole school year to remember what I need to turn in, bro. But hold on. I'm going to need like a whole school year to remember what I need to write down for my assignments, stuff like that.
So what's your angles for this
school year? Good grades, good GPA, and end the school year strong.
Honestly, same.
I just don't want to slip up and have a good SAT score.
Dude, I really don't want to slip up. I don't want to start getting lazy.
Because if I slip up, I know I'm going to be lazy.
It's the hardest thing to do is just starting to catch up because I always had that mentality.
Because it's catching up to me. It only catches up to me when I'm at home. When I lay down, I'm just like, and I know I have to be doing things, but I don't feel like doing it. You know?
I do, yeah, you just get that feeling.
Oh, like, bro, mom and dad, he made some chicken Alfredo at home. And bro, that's bussing. That's what I get. I'm going to do when I get home. But yeah,
mom, she made making some pretty good Alfredo. She makes Alfredo pasta a few times. She made some Alfredo chicken.
No, that was his first time he made it. And that came out
she
fire.
She made chicken and then it was like Alfredo sauce on it. I was like, oh, so good.
It's fire, isn't it? It's fire. But yeah, anything else to say, Adam? Like before, you know.
So hopefully, you know, future me listens to this. And honestly, I hope I did stick with my plan.
I hope I did too, future me.
Not slipping up. Keeping grades good.
Good GPA. Good SAT score.
Mm-hmm.
And come to school early because even though it sounds like it's not true, that's good. That's actually like something you need to do.
Yeah.
Go to school. Be a good person. Go to school and just don't slip up. Don't be lazy. Yeah. Adam?
Oh, yeah. That was
a good podcast. This. And thank you for listening to our first episode of Hermanitos of junior year pretty much. And yeah, till next episode.
We'll see you guys in the next episode.